about.
You got to put it in the perspective.
You know what time it is. It's time to keep on rolling, bitch.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's www.facebook.com/ all one word, ROTRKROQ. That's www.facebook.com/ROTRKROQ.
Yeah, except no.
Here's the thing. I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, what was up with that?
All right, Americans, let's take it from the top.
And now.
I just found out it's November.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not November anymore. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. It's actually a Monday morning, the 2nd of December.
Hey.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Allie McKay.
How calendars work.
Allie's back.
Yay. Calm down.
Very excited.
Hi.
Very excited.
Thank you.
We had a bunch of people filling in. I don't know if it's the same with you, Jensen, but I was like, it makes me really appreciate how much work Allie does on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Wow. All those people ran out of here furious. They were like, that job's too hard.
That sucks.
All of them? Yeah, it was every day, right at closing time.
Brad took a little while longer, though.
Right. Well, that's because he had to get off the chair.
I get it.
You know, Megan did it Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then Dr. Mike. You know, Dr. Mike, Michael Snyder.
I heard about Brutta Mike.
Brutta Mike
same
as
guy.
Well.
Same guy. Yeah, he ended up getting his doctorate.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He did that on Monday, then okay. Brad Williams was Tuesday, then Maren uh-huh. Dungy was Wednesday.
Excellent.
All fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
But no Allie McKay.
No, of course not. No, mm-hmm. because there is only one Allie McKay. But I would.
God.
I would like to play a little Dr. Mike for you.
Oh, please.
Because this is Michael Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he? 20?
This one, Dr. Mike is early 20s. This one's in Hawaii, right?
Yes.
So this one actually is when he's 17.
Oh, it is. Okay.
He basically had a make-a-wish, basically, without having cancer. And he sent a letter to a radio station in his hometown,
uh-huh.
and they said, yeah, absolutely, we have like a holiday hour, like no one's gonna be here, just come in and do a radio show.
No way.
It was like public access or something.
Yeah.
Like anyone
Amazing.
Could do it,
and no one even was in the room with him or anything.
And by the way, a little annoying that he's not that bad.
No, he's very good at the age. Yeah.
I mean, considering.
Yes. Z107 FM right here with the good doctor.
Was this the early stuff? Oh no,
this is early. Yeah, this is yeah, early.
Okay.
Yeah,
brought
it
during
the Maximum Music November. Could you hold on for a second? I'll be right back.
Oh, this is actually, you know what?
Pause. This is what I'm saying.
You're right. This is his childhood radio show. So this is, he would just sit with like a recorder and do his own show in his bedroom.
Okay, so just, Michael Snyder, the senior editor of Variety.
Yes.
Real title.
Was Bean he, growing up.
But very
like,
much so.
Even yeah. like a little scarier. But because you're about to listen to what is quite a clip.
Okay.
All right. So this is Dr. Mike when mm-hmm. he was, what did we think, 17?
A child.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a child.
Maybe even younger.
Could
yeah.
you hold on for a second? I'll be right back.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Oh, sorry about that.
Some Foley work right there with the running back.
I gotta tell you,
what?
Though, he's patient. He's a
what?
Patient man.
What's that?
That took like a half hour, and he was stuck in it.
Honestly, it's better than what we do.
Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Mike here on Hot I-94.
All right, Hammer, don't hurt yourself, man.
Hammer, don't hurt yourself,
oh,
man.
Yeah. He is Bean.
See?
The switch is on to the fresh one, Hot I-94. This is the good doctor, Dr. Mike, with you on a Friday night. Yo, we're giving away over $200,000 in cash prizes and vacations. And granting Christmas wishes again Monday
listen,
with the morning luau.
Good.
Happy holidays from Hot I-94.
So no, that's the Hawaii one where he got the like
yes.
make a wish to come in and do an hour of radio. And by the
okay,
way,
they're giving away $200,000
yes.
worth of cash?
Yes.
Let's move there.
They're doing it over 200,000 days, though. It's a dollar a day.
It's a dollar a day. Got
yeah.
it.
Not,
okay.
not a good
you
day.
Found us. We're Hawaii's fresh new music mix, Hot I-94. This is your guest DJ for tonight, Dr. Mike. Want to say hello to all you guys out there from Radford High School and anyone else who wants to make a dedication. Call us right now at 296-94 right now. 94 right now. Here's Surface and the First Time.
All right. Don't need the kids calling in, and then he's like, and surface the first time. Ew, Dr. Mike, don't touch.
So then he comes back to Cal State Northridge.
Yes.
And does a show on their college radio station.
Okay. A Hawaiian music show.
A Hawaiian Christmas music show.
At CSUN.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't go there.
Come on.
No, no, he doesn't go there.
I'm not positive he even works for Variety.
No, at this, at this point, I think this was all a long con to get on this radio show.
Oh, I love all of this.
What do you think his name was on the Hawaiian show?
Well, I saw a lot of tweets about Brudda Mike.
It's Brudda Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
B-R-U-D-D-A-H.
Yeah, remember, he didn't supply us with this audio.
You found it?
Well, he sent Kevin an audio, like a SoundCloud link, to the other one we just played. Kevin, who's a true genius, as we know, stumbled upon another audio.
I searched.
He
I was like, is
straight
there,
up investigating.
Is there anything
reporting.
Else from him? Because I need to find it.
And he found Brudda Mike.
So he didn't know you were going to play any
of this part, no.
Oh,
oh no.
He knew Dr. Mike, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But Brudda Mike, I found separately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mele kaliki make, everybody. It's Brudda Mike.
At CSUN.
And he was like a guy who doesn't even go there.
Mele kaliki make, everybody. It's Brudda Mike. And the weather may be frightful outside, but inside we are playing holiday music island style. That's right. It's time for another holiday edition of Hawaiian Eye.
Oh, my God. I love it. I would listen to that.
Brudda Mike.
Yes.
I love you, honey. I love you, baby.
Go, Jimmy, go.
Love.
Off their CD, Holiday. Hell yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. Brudda Mike, and we're celebrating the holidays right here on Hawaiian Eye. Mahalo for tuning in. Hey, if there's a holiday track you want to hear from the islands, give me a shout right now. 2007, we lost an ambassador of aloha. That's right. The great one.
He doesn't know his name.
Yes, yeah, you're so sharp.
Even we knew who he's talking going, about.
It's got to be Don
Ho,
right?
Yes,
it's
Don
Ho.
Does he not know his name?
It's Don Ho, but he can't think of the name, which happens to me all
so
the time.
So you just stall and talk around
yes,
it.
Yes, just
hopefully
say a lot of words. And
it'll come to you.
He's treading water while he's waiting for the name.
It's an ambassador of aloha. That's right. The great one. What can be said that hasn't been said already about Don Ho?
Oh, he slipped it in
right at the end.
Don Ho. And now it's a real tribute.
Other than he really, when you thought about Hawaiian music, for better or for worse, you thought of Mr. Don Ho.
He was perfectly fine.
Just dig the grave more.
For better or worse, listen.
And here he is right now doing the classic, of course, of all Hawaiian holiday tracks. Mr. Don Ho, the late, great Don Ho, and Mele Kaliki Maka.
He really sells the Mele Kaliki
Maka.
I don't know.
Imagine going to CSUN, walking in, and seeing this white dude, who I understand has credibility from Hawaii. He lived there.
Okay.
But like this white dude just not knowing Don Ho's name, saying Mele Kaliki Maka every single time.
I mean, his voice is incredible, though.
Oh, it's damn sexy.
That's a good radio voice.
Oh, yes.
Mele Kaliki Maka, everybody. It's Brudda Mike.
We asked him, there had to come a point where you went, Brudda Mike, are you positive? Like, that's what you want to go with?
And his parents must have been so bummed. He was a doctor. And then
he wasn't. He was never really a doctor. It was just a name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was never really a doctor.
Always a Brudda.
Yes, always a Brudda, never a doctor.
Never a Brudda. Never, not now.
Never either of them.
When you think Brudda, you think Michael Schneider.
That is magic.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Oh, bless him.
So he's the best. But we're happy to have you back. Judson, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good.
How was your Instagram cake?
Right, for people who care, the Instagram cake from Milk Bar, which was right up alley, that was in your wheelhouse, I think.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of it.
Spent $68.
$68.
Price.
Yeah, yes. $68 with shipping. It was very good. I think it was a hit. I don't know if it was $68 a hit.
Right.
But I've calculated. I think it was $48 a hit.
What would it have been without the shipping?
$50. So got close.
Okay.
Got close. Still $2 under.
Still insane.
But it was very good, and it seemed to be a hit at the party.
Okay.
But I don't know if the presentation was as good. You can see it. We posted it on our stories.
When you did an unboxing.
Unboxing, yeah.
And
which I
laughed. I was like, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. What is going on?
True unboxing.
It didn't quite look as
$68?
Great,
no.
As I thought it would.
It looked in the 30s.
Sure did.
But it tasted in the, like I said, in the 48. Area
tasted in the 48s,
guys. I don't know how you judge that, but
I'm a professional.
So it wasn't horrible.
It was not horrible. It was good.
Okay.
It was good, but not great.
Not $68.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
Mele Kalikimake.
Oh, my God. The, at the end is what gets me.
He's a sexy mofo.
Yeah.
Am I right?
He's a beautiful man.
On today's program, we have tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor mm-hmm. for both nights. And you also get the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes.
That's too much to give away.
Yes,
can we take back one?
For one winner.
Or do we have to give out all that?
I think we have to give out all that to one winner.
All right.
Wow. Are they going to earn them, though?
They're going to earn them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're doing Kevin Abina Roki.
Oh, they're going to earn them.
Yeah. So that's not going to be great. But it is in the 7 o'clock hour, and you'll get a chance to win those tickets for both nights. That is this weekend, okay. by the way, Saturday and Sunday. Monday, it's great news. We're going to talk to Jensen's mom, mm-hmm. Haroldine.
Yeah.
Explain...
Well, we
Why?
Felt here at the Kevin and Bean Show it's time to kick off the present-giving season,
okay.
right? Christmas right around the corner. And I realized my mom had given me the same gift two different years of something you're going to not even – I don't want to hype it up, but I'm going to let you know, just even knowing me on the radio for a year and a half mm-hmm. could be the least likely thing I would have appreciated. And she gave it to me two different years.
And didn't remember.
No, she remembered.
Oh,
we'll ask her.
Oh,
I don't know.
She must have thought it was a huge hit then.
I think she would have thought, oh, he didn't like it that year, but it's time to hit it again.
Really? That's yeah. bad,
is that
bad
how
logic.
Gifts work?
I don't know. We're going to ask her. It's something I've thought about my whole life.
I
Why
feel like
you
he's
do...
a, in a different place in his life now. To
I
really
don't know.
Appreciate...
She has to explain it because you're going to hear it and go, he would never want that. And the fact that you did it twice.
Huh.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Black Friday shopping,
mm-hmm.
Which Omar, by the way, is through the moon.
I had no idea. Every year he does
yes.
this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who knew?
What a weirdo.
And also we will recap the NFL Week 13 as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening. It is 5:52. Allie McKay is back with a look at what's happening.
Guys, Black Friday ticket sales up 101% over Thanksgiving. That's a lot of people going to the movies.
A movie? Yeah. Okay.
That weren't. Yeah, I said Black Friday ticket
sales.
That could
sales.
Be
I
anything.
I didn't know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. Okay.
Yeah, that just ticket sales to the gun show.
Okay.
No, these were tickets to see movies. But okay. 101% increase over yeah. Thanksgiving. I bet Frozen 2 had something to do with
would,
it. What do you guys think?
That and Knives Out, I think, probably
yes.
did well.
It did very well. Mm-hmm. Frozen 2, $85.2 million over the weekend. And a record-setting $123.7 million over the five-day holiday time frame.
I was part of that.
Were you?
Frozen.
Frozen 2, because
of
my daughter.
Young daughter?
My daughter wanted to mm-hmm. go.
I mean, she's what, 6, 7?
I mean, you know, a little older.
Okay. 9, 10?
I mean, a bit older.
Are we going to do this all the way to her age?
She's 48.
Got it.
It's odd. It's really strange. They grow up quickly. No, but she kept saying, oh, you know what? I'm just sort of in the mood for that. And I would do anything for her.
Sure.
But I wanted to see Knives Out. So mm-hmm. I was like, what about Knives Out? That looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling. And we ended up going to see Frozen 2, and I realized I had not seen Frozen 1.
Oh, no.
No. Was it hard to figure out?
I couldn't follow.
Right.
You couldn't at all.
Not at
yeah.
all, no. Very
Why
confused.
Why does she keep saying, let it go?
Why is it so happening? Cold there? Shut down.
So they're sister, but they don't look alike.
Who knew? Like, wouldn't you assume everyone on the planet saw Frozen?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Okay, no. All right.
There yep. you go. Quite,
out of this
Again,
small sample.
Probably because, you know, our daughters aren't mm-hmm. 5 and
Look.
6.
Right.
Right.
Neither are yours.
No.
Nope.
I tried to steer that conversation, but uh-huh. when she wants to do something, I'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, good, yeah. good, good, good. Well, you could have seen Knives Out, which of
I
course
did.
Is the...
See
okay.
That.
Ooh, another.
Yeah,
and?
Because we had 4 dates.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I loved it.
Yeah. That
Great.
Seems
loved
to be...
I can't wait.
Seems to be the
I'm
consensus.
Seeing it this week.
So
Well,
good.
If you don't know what it is, it's that murder mystery directed by Rian Johnson. Pretty much has everyone in the cast. Mm-hmm. Were there some twists you didn't see coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah it's one of those classic whodunit like,
right.
type things.
Cool.
And everybody's a suspect. And it's crazy. Daniel Craig is like the private investigator that comes in and figures it all out.
Mm-hmm.
It's it was great.
I Excited. Love it. Very good. Well, it came in second. I think did pretty well. Because $27 million over the weekend, $41.7 million between Wednesday and Sunday. Way ahead of expectations. So they've got to be pretty happy about that.
And it's a cheap movie to make. It's just like in basically
one house.
Big one setting. And mm-hmm. like, you know, they all those actors want to work with him. It's not like they take big paydays. So
what if they were like, I don't know. I'm going to need a ton of money just to have one set with Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, and I'm sure they filmed it in a short amount of time. It looks awesome.
Looks awesome. Coming in third, Ford versus Ferrari. Coming in fourth, Tom Hanks' feel-good movie about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. You guys haven't seen that?
No.
I have not.
Okay. All right. Wow,
are
Kevin.
We planning on? I don't know.
I'll
no interest.
See it.
No interest?
Really?
No interest at all.
Interesting.
I know how it ends. If you guys want to know.
No.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Iceberg. I'm not sure everybody's seen it.
Iceberg, yeah.
Okay, that's a bummer.
You knew too, I guess.
Yeah, I had read some stuff, but I didn't want a big spoiler, but then I saw Iceberg.
Right.
Like, oh, it's always an iceberg. Queen and Slim rounding out the top five, you guys.
What was that?
Queen and Slim.
It's written by that? Lena Waithe. It's
looks, Daniel Kaluuya.
Looks good.
Jodie Turner Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. It's a rom-com.
I don't know
rom-com.
Any of these words you're saying.
No, it's like
it's a rom-com.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked like no. It's like a. It's not. It's like an action. It's
romantic kind of, drama.
Yeah, it's like a drama,
not a comedy.
No,
at all.
No, it's actually there's, kind yeah. of serious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not a lot of romance.
I think
here.
It's actually kind of racially
I think
it's motivated.
Actually really, really
it's
sad
yeah,
and intense. Actually,
yeah.
what is it?
It's a horror movie.
I would
is what
love
it is.
For you to have me have not said anything, and people are like, "I love rom-coms," and then went and saw
it's
this.
It's not a rom-com at all. It is. It's dark yeah. and intense, and it's about, not a lot of comedy.
I
at
actually
all.
Think it's about a police officer. They, anyway,
there's racial injustice.
Yes, yes. They
yeah.
shoot a police officer and go on the run.
Not funny.
No,
wow.
no.
What part of that is funny?
No, the cop right before he gets shot uh-huh. falls on a banana peel.
That's
so right. he's up in the air and they shoot him, and that's funny.
Why did I say it's a rom-com?
I was trying to be like, don't go see it and try to laugh.
That's very weird.
Have
very
you guys seen
weird.
That hilarious movie Schindler's List?
It's I haven't.
Ridiculously funny.
Oh my God, is yeah. it just joke after joke?
Joke, 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 joke. Like, there's something about Mary.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
Very, very alike.
Yes.
You guys hear about Sia over the weekend?
I did not.
Mm-mm.
So this random woman went into a bunch of different stores in Palm Springs and started paying for people at the register because she had just won the lottery. Her name is Cece. She was just swiping that credit card and people were taking pictures with Cece, hugging her. Oh, thank you so much. You just changed everything for me. We've been saving up. This is incredible. Cece is Sia.
Oh, she won the lottery?
She did not.
That's crazy.
But she is, she's just Sia.
No.
And right. she decided that she didn't want people to know she was Sia. Well. And she had her hair back, and no one knows what she looks
right.
like, really. So
she's not wearing a goofy wig.
People didn't know because, yeah, usually it's covering her eyes, yeah. this wig, and she always wears a like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But no, people were like, I don't know who the Cece is, but she just won the lottery, and that's great. And then one woman that was videoing was like, yeah, that's Sia, everybody. And she's like, nope, just Cece. Just won the lottery. Everything's cool.
Can I tell you a Sia story?
Let me scratch off
very
great
similar.
News.
Can I, okay. Oh, no, really?
Okay, go ahead.
It was his great news?
Oh, right. you're lying. Right. I'm like, oh, geez.
Can I tell you, she likes doing that, I think.
Yeah?
I was at a dinner.
Okay.
Me and a couple people. I knew someone who was there with Sia.
Uh-huh.
That person came up and said, hello, this is Sia, nice to meet you. You know, like it's a mutual friend,
okay.
not even a friend of anyone at the table. When we went to pay, they said Sia paid for our dinner.
Wow.
She didn't even know us. She's a friend of a friend in this situation.
I need
situation.
To eat near Sia.
Yeah.
Or just be around Sia. She's paying for everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that.
Isn't that weird?
She has won a lot of lotteries, you guys.
Yeah, a lot of lotteries. I mean, to be that good, successful in music, and win the lottery,
right?
Right? What are the
and
chances?
She's in Queen and Slim.
Oh yeah, which
rom-com?
Is hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah.
None of that's true, but that's pretty interesting, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
See, I kind of love it.
Good person, it seems like.
Right, and at the end, she'd just say "see you later" and wink, and everyone's like, "Why does she keep saying that and emphasizing see ya?" That didn't happen either. I'm going to work on some stuff. Really?
Wow. You are an enormous loser.
Thank you. Coming up.
You could rewrite that and just try it. But I want you to give it a shot later in the show.
Yeah. We're not on yet.
No. I mean,
no.
A minute.
Well, I guess I'm out. We're also going to talk about something that I think about every time I'm in a stranger's bathroom.
How often is that? How often does that happen?
That sounds really bad.
Mele kaliki maka.
Thank you, sir. You know, you're like one night stand type of thing.
Sure.
It's not what I meant at all, but we're going to talk about bathrooms coming
okay.
up. Some birthdays for you. Charlie Puth, Nelly Furtado, Lucy Liu, and Britney Spears. And that's what's happening.
King of Mexico just stepped into the studio, and that reminds me, we have a pair of tickets to see the L.A. Clippers versus Phoenix Suns on Tuesday, December 17th at Staples Center.
The heavily streaking Los Angeles Clippers. They have had a nice run recently, so it would be good to go see them right now.
So if you would like those tickets, we'll take caller 21-800-520-1067. You will be able to see the L.A. Clippers. Mm-hmm. Dave, what's up with your cat?
Guys, I'm concerned for him.
Okay.
He is darn cute. I got this cat about, you know, in April, right? So it's a new cat, and I got him so Rhonda's not alone. And
that's his dog.
My cat is so damn cute. I just tweeted a picture of him at KROQKOM.
Oh, that's what we wanted to focus on, is how cute your cat is.
From Kevin and Bean. Well, it concerns me because he is the cutest damn cat, but he is so stupid. And I've had cats growing up. And they have never been stupid. They've been, like, crazy, smart assholes. They've been whatever. Mm-hmm. But stupid is not one of them.
No, you don't hear that about cats much.
No, yeah. No.
No, that's not a cat thing.
They're always
thing
like, this cat's a genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this cat did the dishes for me. I didn't even ask him. This guy's a
There's
real
no
true
cat
smarty.
Doing dishes, oh. By the
so
way.
So have you ever heard a cat that licks the outlet?
Like the plugs.
The plugs. Yeah,
No.
First of all, he pulls them down. He won't let me charge anything. He pulls it down.
Pulls what down? Whatever's
plugged in? Plugged in. What? Yeah, which is a cat thing to do.
That's also a hazard.
Yeah, but then he starts licking the outlets.
Which is more of a hazard.
Does he get bark or anything?
Yeah, does he get shocked?
No, he does. I guess not. He hasn't yet. So I light candles, right? Who doesn't?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've lit a couple. My cat has lit himself on fire.
By walking into it?
By walking by it. Not once, but twice.
Oh.
You've had him since April.
Since April. Twice.
Twice he
and,
set
and
himself
I only started
on
lighting candles recently as it got a little colder. Okay. But
from warmth?
Yeah. No, just because it smells good.
Okay.
But you know, so you light yourself on fire once.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you kind of get
learned?
It.
You get it. You're
you
like,
think
oh,
you get
right.
it. Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, that
light
hurt. That was
fire
good.
Twice.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I really get it.
Shame on you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now this idiot is putting his face and looking at the flames. I'm watching him.
What?
It's mesmerizing.
It is mesmerizing. I agree. I could look at fire for hours.
But what you're saying is like your cat's so cute. It's like a supermodel. Like it's dumb also. Like you think maybe because it's so good looking, it also doesn't have brains?
Yeah, it's
never
a teacup.
Never needed to get a personality.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has this fur that's everywhere. So it's easy to light.
Oh,
and the fire, I could see it in his eyes. And he's just mesmerized by it. So not only that, we have a box of matches to you know, light the candle.
Sure.
He licks the side of the box where you light the
those
matches.
Scratch, like the sandpaper part?
Yes.
What? Like I feel like there's a chemical on there or something.
That's what I'm thinking too. And you know, I looked it up on the internet and people are like, oh, you know, I asked about this before. And they're like, well, maybe it's deficient in something. I was like, no, he's just stupid.
I don't
He's
know, like
just
there's
a
people
dumb
that
cat.
Eat dirt and people that eat really weird things, and it's because they're deficient in some
right, like
certain vitamin, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I have you brought him to the vet and said, can you test him?
Can
for
you fix
stupidity?
Fix stupid.
Got his checkup. He's fine. He's a normal cat. There's
How
nothing
old is he?
Wrong with him. He's 9 months now.
Oh, so you got
so
him
he's
as
a kitten.
Okay.
Yeah. He's still a kitten.
Is it possible that he's already trying to tap out?
Yeah,
because of his owner.
He's trying
because of his owner, right?
I mean, he's licking outlets,
right.
Which clearly he could be electrocuted.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
And he's like, oh, I still haven't been electrocuted.
And then he's like, well, that's actual fire. Let me try that. Okay, didn't work. Let me try it again. Okay, let me just try what makes the fire and lick the side of the matches.
Your cat is escalating to commit suicide.
Yes.
This is what's happening. Your cat wants out.
Wait.
You need to find a better home for this cat.
Listen.
Anybody that wants a cat, call her 20.
Now he's licking the candle after we put it out. He's licking the candle wax.
Oh.
Okay, are you feeding Roger?
Yes!
Are you sure?
We feed him. I give him plenty of treats.
Okay.
I scratch him.
Treats don't help depression.
That's a good point.
Mele Kaliki Maka, everybody. It's Brother Mike.
I could listen to Brother Mike all day.
He's
every
new.
Day.
I want him to be drive time. He's great.
All right, we need to tell you about a toy drive that we're going to be doing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Very excited about this. The Kevin and Bean Show is going to be the Spark of Love's toy drive this Thursday at Culver City Fire Station, number one in downtown Culver City from noon to 2. And we have Captain Seth Miller on the line. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are well. Thank you. Tell us about Spark of Love and how long it's been going on and the fire department's part in it.
So it's been going on for over 26 years, and we've been participating in it since 2004. And what we basically what we do is we have people come down and drop off unwrapped toys or gifts to our stations, and we haul them off before Christmas and try and, you know, make a difference to some kids out there that might not be as fortunate as others.
And in this 26
this year,
years,
we're really trying to push. Oh, I'm sorry.
What, oh, that's okay. I was going to say, in this 26 years, you guys have successfully collected more than 10 million toys for underserved children. That's amazing.
That's correct. Yeah. And last year we did over 500,000, I believe.
Wow.
And then us in particular, we doubled our efforts just with Beer Mug's help last year coming down. So
that's right. Yeah. He was going out each day.
Yeah.
But this week we're going to be at the Culver City Fire Station number 1, downtown Culver City, Thursday from noon to 2.
The whole gang.
Yes.
Which is actually technically the first time we've done this. All been together. Yeah. So we're going to be all at this fire station.
And we're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love. And we're going to have raffle tickets and give away some tickets for Acoustic Christmas and stuff like that for people who come down. But tell everybody where else. I mean, they can drop off toys any place that's near them, right? Any fire station?
Oh, yes. L.A. County, L.A. City, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino. Pretty much every, you know, local fire station near you in the area, you can drop off a toy.
Yeah, and you're taking donations, unwrapped toys, through December 24th. So you can go to any local fire station and do that. And
That's correct.
You can't come Thursday, because Thursday, it's a party. That's what we're saying.
Correct, yes. Mm.
It's an actual party with all of us and firefighters.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Captain Seth Miller, there will be firefighters there while we're there at 9600 Culver Boulevard in Culver City from noon to 2. Be firefighters.
That's a solid question.
100%. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Stop making my sons horny. Ma'am, there's no need for that.
Oh,
this is Captain Seth Miller. This is not some willy-nilly
please,
guy on the
give
phone.
Give him some respect.
Do you have the pole that we can slide down?
There is. We'll probably have to sign some waivers.
Okay.
Beer Mug scared us last year.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. You rethinking this, Captain Miller?
Not at all.
Okay,
anything
good
to help the kids. We're in.
Okay.
Well, excellent. It's a very cool thing that you're doing, and it's been going on for so long.
And we're doing, please, Kevin, and we're doing. We're doing
yeah,
a cool
it's
thing
us.
As well. It's also
us.
We're doing
is
it together. We're
yeah,
doing
okay
it together.
I mean, but mostly
I mean,
us.
Mostly
I mean, it's 99%
us,
right?
Us with the promo and the radio and stuff, so we're
it's
on the radio.
It's a lot you guys. Yeah, you guys.
It's really, but most us.
Yeah, you have a poll, Seth. I mean, like, that's it.
I mean, I have a poll.
Right, we all have polls.
That's true. That's true. We do have that to contribute.
Again, it's the Spark of Love Toy Drive this Thursday at the Culver City Fire Station, number 1 in downtown Culver City, from noon to 2. Or you can drop off new unwrapped toys any place in Southern California at any fire station, and they will make sure that they get to the underprivileged people, kids who need them.
Yeah.
It's a fan.
Yeah, and can we just also try and hit up some, try and bring some toys for older kids, because sometimes they get forgotten. So.
Yeah.
You know, older teenagers, that really helps as well.
Yeah, it's a weird thing in that, like, with the charity that we run, too, it's really hard to get families that have teenage kids adopted out, because it's not as fun to buy something for a 14-year-old as it is for a 4-year-old. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so they do get forgotten.
Yeah,
so,
look for some of the older action figures and stuff like that. I'm sure kids would want that stuff. By kids, I mean me. Also, I'd take a Luigi's Mansion.
Again, this is for children.
Right.
Jensen.
I'm just saying, there's a couple Switch games I would love.
What about, like, sports equipment, stuff like that? Is that good?
Oh, that's good.
For teenagers?
What's that?
What about sports equipment?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that's kind of why we throw that in there. You know, sports equipment, things that you would see maybe older kids wanting more than just unwrapped toys.
All right. Well, we so much appreciate that you guys do this. We appreciate that you keep us safe all year, and we just sit here and make
stupid jokes,
penis jokes.
Yep.
So we're very appreciative of you, Captain Seth Miller. Thank you for talking to us today, and we will see you on Thursday at noon.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Maybe best Christmas song of all time. Better than Mariah Carey, am I right?
I mean, big time.
Nope.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number 2.
Green cherries?
Green ones too.
It's fruitcake.
It's fruitcake.
This is the alert of the season. You know what I mean?
What does that mean, alert?
Like, it's December. Yeah, we're letting people know.
Yeah.
You think at any point somebody said, hey, Fred, are we just going to list things? We're just going to read a recipe?
Do you think people question Fred Schneider?
Good point.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Add what you feel.
I'm comfortable with that.
Sticks of butter.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Mo molasses.
Oh, molasses.
Lots of dark rum.
Okay.
Artificial color.
Not good for us.
Mm.
Artificial flavor.
Still bad.
Okay.
If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake. It's fruitcake. What you making?
Fruitcake.
What you baking?
Fruitcake.
Candy cherries. Red dye number two.
Green cherries.
Green ones too. It's fruitcake. Baking up fruitcake.
Still 2 minutes left in this song,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they've already peaked as well.
You guys, you have this on your Sexy Times playlist?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
No. Everyone
yep.
said no.
Everybody does.
A little bit of mace.
A little bit of mace?
Nothing spray in your face?
The rapper.
Questioning it?
Oh no, you sillies.
Don't be sillies.
It's a spice for taste.
Oh.
Mm.
Put the oven on low. But what 3 hours or more?
Real low
and mo.
He
yeah,
did.
I'll
he
give
did.
It to him.
But to bake a cake for 3 hours or mo, yeah. that oven's got to be on like 25.
Yeah.
Still a minute and a half, everybody.
Okay.
Fruitcake, heavy as lead. Fruitcake.
Oh.
If it hits you in the head,
it's turning on it now.
Yeah. It could kill your dad.
Oh,
it's fruitcake.
No.
Yeah, fruitcake.
Fruitcake is the candy corn of Christmas.
I mean, no, please.
It's one of those things. They haven't made it in 100 years.
Yeah, right.
And
just
you just
keeps getting passed
just
around.
Pass it around to somebody else because they'll want it.
Yeah, fruitcake. What you making?
Fruitcake.
What's your bacon?
Fruitcake.
Still.
Candy cherries. Right. Red dye
yeah.
number two.
I don't feel like they worked this out enough to be a 3.5 minute song.
Green ones two. It's fruitcake.
Good point, Allie.
You interrupt.
Good point.
Fruitcake. Hey, fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
Do the fruitcake.
Just do the fruitcake.
Yeah,
dance.
It's a dance.
To
oh,
dance.
Cool. Yeah.
Fruitcake. Do the fruitcake.
Oh, it's fading.
Oh,
what's the fruitcake?
So is he night one or two of
both.
A birthday?
He's
both.
Both.
Okay, excellent.
Sure.
Is
both.
Is this the time we addressed that we would have loved to see Clownvis at Almost Acoustic Christmas?
A Clownvis? Even him.
Would have been
yeah.
great.
I mean, I
would like all of these people to come and sing a song.
Is it too late?
Can we still say...
Is it too late for Clownvis?
Could he open?
I mean, honestly, he just walks... Clownvis walks out at Acoustic Christmas,
uh-huh.
just walks out onto stage, does a song.
Right.
Barocco's tacos.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Barocco's tacos.
And then just watch right back off when we go to the next band.
I mean, if we're saying, could he open?
Yes.
Let's mention that Beer Mug opened.
Right?
Okay, so,
yeah,
so let's
he
move
could.
Him. So
absolutely.
Let's move him further into the show.
No, I'm just saying,
oh.
obviously he could open. We had Muggos open.
Hashtag
and it was amazing.
Clownvis for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be awesome? So he just walks out, does a song, walks. It's Clown. Elvis.
Yeah.
And most of his songs are Christmas.
Yeah. Except this one.
Except for this one. Except for the one clip we have.
Sorry. Sorry, I don't predict genius. You know what I mean?
You're
so
right.
Let him do whatever
right.
he wants.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying let's pick a Christmas song that maybe
yeah.
we can then get the ball rolling.
He's incredible.
He
yeah.
has the don't be a bitch for Christmas.
He has that.
And if you're a bitch, you're not going to
get
presents.
Anything.
That's
that is
kind
a
of
beautiful,
the,
to know
beautiful
if you're
song.
A bitch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
hashtag
a good one.
Hashtag Clownvis for Christmas.
All right.
We can
let's
we can
get
do
it started.
Yeah.
We have time.
Yeah.
I like it.
Just after the top of the hour, we have great news, and then we have tickets for both nights on the floor of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. Plus, you get those Bud Light Platinum VIP passes as well,
mm-hmm.
all for one person. You're going to have to play a game coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Allie is here now. What's happening?
We all saw Leaving Neverland, right?
Yes.
On
yes.
HBO.
It's a rom-com, right?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
That is...
Right.
That is not
okay.
what it is.
Damn.
That would be the opposite.
We've been
of a
very
rom-com.
Off on our rom-coms today,
okay.
and by we, me, and that mm-hmm. then that was a joke
yep.
from you. But yeah, Michael Jackson, all about you know, alleged misconduct,
mm-hmm.
and by misconduct, you know, doing awful things with children.
Yes.
So despite that movie that most people saw that they're like, okay, we get it. We don't need any more, right? Nope. Bohemian Rhapsody producer Graham King is working on a biopic. And then MJ the Musical will be on Broadway in the summer of 2020. But now there's another musical that's been set in motion, and it is weirder than you can possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Johnny Depp is producing a show.
That's already weird.
Oh, that's the least weird thing.
Oh, okay.
Is producing a show from playwright Julian Nitzberg that's going to be told from the perspective of the King of Pop's iconic white sequin glove.
Oh, no.
That was a dumb idea.
No. Even dumber, the title. For the Love of Glove. An unauthorized music fable about the life of Michael Jackson.
They didn't even go with For the Glove of, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. The Love of Glove.
No.
Yeah, as told by his glove. Again, I haven't gotten to the weird part.
Wait, hold on really quick. Uh-huh. Is the glove like the Hamburger Helper glove? Like it can talk and have a mouth and stuff?
Here's the thing.
Or is it just a glove?
Solid question.
Here's the thing. It's going to open January 25th in L.A. And the show will, quote, look into the strange forces that shaped Michael and the scandals that bedeviled his reputation. Those forces apparently include the singer's favorite glove, which is an alien being questing for the blood of youth.
I'm screaming.
What?
It hasn't gotten the weirdest yet.
No! How can it get weirder?
Brace yourselves.
Okay.
All of the play's real-life actors will perform alongside life-size puppets representing a number of figures from Jackson's life. The Jackson 5... puppets. Donny Osmond, puppets.
You're in.
Emmanuel Lewis, puppets. Corey Feldman, puppet.
Oh, it'd be funny if you're like, Corey Feldman, gonna be in it.
Bubbles the chimp, puppet. Okay. What is happening here?
What is happening here? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, puppets, talking alien glove,
yes.
Michael Jackson biography, on Broadway,
opening in L.A. January 25th,
okay. Opening in L.A., produced by Johnny Depp.
Yes. And by the way, that glove, again, is an alien questing for the blood of youth.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
I don't know. I'm almost in.
I feel like Kevin will see it.
It really does sound so ridiculous.
It's the only thing that if you took acid would make more sense. Like it would be, this makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
It's shocking we haven't seen it yet type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, that's
someone's losing it.
That is real, and that is happening, and I don't know how I feel about it. Is all I'm gonna say. Big news from Billy Dee Williams. He was opening up about his identity during an interview with Esquire. The 82-year-old Star Wars star, who of course will be in The Rise of Skywalker, has revealed that he identifies as gender fluid. He said, I never tried to be anything except myself. I think of myself as a relatively colorful character who doesn't take himself or herself too seriously. And you see, I say himself and herself because I also see myself as feminine as well as masculine. Hmm. I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show that side of myself. Barocco's taco. He did. That's sad.
Clownfish.
Yeah, very different. So I think that's huge news, especially in the African American community, where sometimes things aren't as out in the open as they are with us whiteies. What? I don't even know if that's true.
Your way ahead.
Billy
Williams
also was such a poster for masculinity.
Absolutely.
He was like the coolest, the smoothest.
Yeah.
Colt 45.
Absolutely.
And so this would be a shock to a lot of people.
Which is interesting because of the way that Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, was playing him in Solo. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, he's playing him not really like this straight masculine dude. He was playing him kind of with a little bit of a feminine flair, too. So I wonder if Donald Glover had some inside information or if Donald Glover is just magic and he knows.
That was macho.
All I'm saying is Billy Dee Williams is amazing, and I can't wait to see him in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, which, of course, is in theaters December 20th. Who's excited?
I am.
Yeah, I'm new.
I can't wait.
I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I just, there's
I
a lot of them.
I can't.
Again,
I can't.
A lot of these movies, and I just got to pick and choose.
This is the final Skywalker. It's the end of the Skywalker chapter.
Until the next movie.
Yes, but
right.
This is the original
nine. This is the end of the Skywalker saga.
Until they make another saga. Right.
It's not going to be a Skywalker saga. This is the end of the saga.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
I don't really, it's just a lot of them, that's all.
Can I bring something up that I'm upset about?
Okay.
Maybe later?
I mean, how long is your idea?
Yeah.
An hour ago, Allie teased bathrooms.
Oh,
going
right.
into strangers'
right.
bathrooms.
Right.
I feel like you're at a...
Well, I teased it in the five, which goes on the podcast.
Look at you, nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So nice. If I did it now, people would be like, oh, when you're going to tease something coming up and then it's not on the podcast, which the 7 a.m. is.
Can you explain to me that after we get off the air?
What's going on?
Because I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, now we went too long. Now we went too long. It's
all
went
right.
too long.
I'm a glove.
Okay.
And I'm an alien. And you are made
for the
of
blood.
Felt.
Why does the glove have to be an alien?
And
that's
why does
confusing.
It have to thirst for youth? The
well,
blood of youth.
Yes.
Because
well,
that's...
Yeah.
Right. That's... Yeah,
I mean, do I need to explain that to you
no.
off
no,
here?
No.
Mama got a lot of explaining to do.
No.
That was weird that I referred to myself
yes.
as Mama.
Don't do that.
Some birthdays for you. Charlie Puth, Nelly Furtado, Lucy Liu, and Britney Spears, and that's what's happened.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jensen's mom.
Okay.
Who strangely gave him the exact same item mm-hmm. two Christmases.
And
two
the,
different
the,
Christmases.
And the item is going to confuse you as to how she even thinks she knows me. It's very odd.
Did she know she was giving it to you a second time?
We're going to have to ask her.
Okay.
My feeling is yes. And
okay.
I think she thought maybe 1 or 2 years later I would change my mind.
You would appreciate it more?
But you're going to hear it and wonder okay. if she even knows her son even in passing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we also have tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor for both nights, plus the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now on Mondays, the news is depressing, and
yeah.
that's why we bring you great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
Well, I will start this off because this story just brought a tear to my eye. There is a man in hospice care in England, and he doesn't think he's going to make it to mid-December when Rise of Skywalker comes out. So the hospice in England said, you know what, let's see if we can make your dying wish to be able to see this movie early with your kids something that's even attainable. So Rowan's Hospice tweeted out, can you help? We have a patient who's a huge Star Wars fan. Sadly, time is not on his side for the 20th of December. His wish is to see the final Star Wars film, Rise of Skywalker, with his young son. If you know anybody who might be able to make this happen, please share with them. Thank you. So people immediately started tweeting, everyone from J.J. Abrams to Mark Hamill. And Mark Hamill was saying, contact Disney. They're the ones that will be able to make this happen. Thousands and thousands of retweets. And then a man named at Robert Iger
okay.
tweeted
President of Disney?
Back.
Sure.
Yep, sure did. He tweeted, on this Thanksgiving, we at Disney are grateful to be able to share the Rise of Skywalker with a patient and his family at Rowan's Hospice. May the Force be with you and with us all. So they brought the movie there. The man got to watch it with his son and with his wife, and I think his brother and a couple other people got to go. There are pictures of him laying in the hospital bed with the stormtrooper mask on. It's just, it's beautiful and wonderful and so sad at the same time. But something as simple as being able to see a movie with your children that you may not make it to the film's release date.
Which, by the way, is less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's rough.
And for Disney to say, listen, we want to make this happen. And for people to basically give up their holiday to go to England and make this happen for this man.
And to everybody who retweeted and got the news out.
Absolutely.
The internet can actually be used for good.
I read the patient was like, it's like a C+.
He did not say that at all.
He didn't love it. He says it's fine.
Nope.
It's fine. It just doesn't really help the folklore.
None of that happened at all. But, I mean, just to have people see this movie before – the stars of the film have seen it.
Yeah.
They went above and beyond, and I think that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And sometimes the internet can be really good. So that is my great news.
Speaking about the internet doing good things, there has, on the bad side, there has been a recent brush fire epidemic in New South Wales and Queensland over the past month. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but over 2 million acres have went up in smoke.
Wow.
600 homes destroyed and 6 deaths. It's a record heat wave there and a drought, and it's been uncontrollable and only getting worse. And now the damage inflicted to the iconic marsupial population of Australia is in the news. So people don't think about, like, when brush fires take over full wilderness sections, like what happens to the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the world is responding in a beautiful way. Dozens of koalas have been rescued and saved from the out-of-control blaze, and they're being sent to animal hospitals throughout the continent, and many are being treated for burns on their little paws, little burns, and that makes it impossible for them to move around, and it's, I guess it's almost like a central system for them. Like, mm-hmm. if they can't use their paws, they can't do anything. And now Australians, to protect the critters from further injury, are sending in handmade mittens to help.
Oh. Wow.
Handmade mittens on koalas. Not only that, but a record number of blankets, baskets, bat wraps, nests, and pouches for all animals affected are being accepted. A group of Dutch knitting enthusiasts from the quilt shop.
I'm sorry, who?
Dutch knitting enthusiasts? You clearly are in the group on Facebook.
Come on, Kevin. We all
I am a member.
We're all in the newsletter, Kevin. I see you on there writing back asking about how to finish a blanket. A group of Dutch knitting enthusiasts from a quilt shop 100 in the Netherlands has already crafted more than 400 pairs of mittens for an Australian koala hospital.
Oh.
The Animal Rescue Free Cycle Craft Guild has also been publishing free sewing, crocheting, and knitting patterns to their own Facebook group. And in turn, just by retweeting and resharing has caused even more attention, and they've received thousands of handcrafted donations from around the world. So much so that they've asked people to please stop sending these crafts.
Enough really? With the mittens.
Enough with the mittens.
Listen, we have enough mittens for 20 years.
We can use them on their feet, I guess. they're taking inventory to send off to animals. But in the meanwhile, people are now sending in emergency supplies like food, water, and medicine. All this while the Koala Hospital in Port Macquarie has also been raising money for their koala treatments. Since launching a GoFundMe campaign last month, they have surged past their original goal and raised almost $2 million for their rescue efforts, which they will share with other animal hospitals throughout the continent to build water stations. It's an amazing step up for like the whole continent to focus on something. They're obviously helping the adults and people who've lost their homes as well. But
not the kids.
Well, no, let them go.
Okay.
No.
Teens?
Nope. Teens too old.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all disgusting.
Too old.
Too old.
Oh.
And so it's an amazing way for the internet to get together and figure out a way to help animals in need. And also imagine koalas and mittens.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And that's why it's my great news!
Mine is sort of bittersweet. It's Bella Pacini and her family are setting an extra seat at this past Thanksgiving table where no one's sitting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit sad in that Bella, who's 14 years old, just received a liver from a deceased donor after years of battling chronic health issues that kept her from living the kind of life that a teenager lives. At 6 years old, she was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, an inflammatory bowel disease. Later, she was diagnosed with, I'm not even going to try it, but the letters are PSC, a condition that affects the bile ducts. She was PSC is typically, by the way, diagnosed around age 40 and affects men for the most part. So really a strange disease for a young girl to get. The mom says, I still remember the day she was diagnosed. It was the worst day of my life. I thought that it was a death sentence. So the symptoms sort of stayed in the background for a while. But in the last 2 years, she got much worse. And with the exacerbation of her condition, on February 20th of this year, doctors decided to put her on a waiting list for a liver. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys know anything about this. I didn't as much. Bella needs an adult liver, and an organ waiting list is governed by strict rules and regulations. According to the U.S. government, 113,000 people are on the national transplant waiting list as of July 2019.
No.
Wow.
Every 10 minutes, another person is added to the waiting list, and every day, 20 people die waiting for a liver transplant. So 9 months went by. They didn't hear anything. The Pacini family said they didn't have any information on it. Her mom said her daughter's eyes were turning yellow. She lost color in her face. She didn't think she was going to make it to her birthday. And then on November 18th, while Tracy was shopping, she finally got the call. She said, we have good news. We have a liver for your daughter. And after years of waiting and hoping, she underwent a successful liver transplant on November 19th. Within an hour after the surgery, Bella's color started coming back, and she was just, her health just turned around almost completely. And so the family was very, very grateful because it was somebody who passed away but was a donor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They look, use whatever organs, you need, yeah. My organs for anything that you can after I die. And so they set up like an honorary seat for that person. And they said, you know, somebody else is having to go through this Thanksgiving with the loss of a loved one, so we don't want to reach out to them now. But we will, and we hope, yes?
They didn't put food on the plate, right?
I don't know if they put food on the plate.
I mean, just kind of a waste, right?
I don't...
Like, I get the symbolism. The symbolism is like... You don't put food on
the plate. This person saved our daughter's life.
No, I get that.
That's the heart behind it.
But
they put a heart on the plate?
No. I'm not saying that. No,
whose
I'm saying...
Heart?
Whose heart? I don't understand how that plays into it. I thought that they were, like, supporting donors,
it's
not
just,
giving it away.
It's
to just
their
like,
way
nothing.
Of being thankful that somebody else who's going through so much pain...
Okay.
Oh. Was able to save her life.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. and help her live for a much longer time.
But don't waste stuffing.
Yeah.
But don't waste
and
stuffing.
Don't put organs on the plate.
Right. And that's my great news. It's that time of year again when you're starting to buy gifts for people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to be a good gift giver.
Always.
Sure.
Everybody, you don't want somebody else to give you something really, really important and you just give them something goofy.
Yeah, no one wants to be at Brookstone on midnight the night before. You know what I mean? Just
hey,
trying to figure out.
There's nothing wrong with being at Brookstone the night before.
Heating up slippers.
It's Kevin's brand right yeah. there.
Just for the record. But Jensen, explain what happened here.
My mom, incredibly loving mother, Haroldine. We've talked to her a few times on air before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, and also I think it's worth addressing that you guys know my wardrobe and that it's been the same since I was basically 12.
Yes.
I'm a hip-hop guy. I sort of wear hoodies. I wear jeans, sneakers. I throw in a Hawaiian shirt every once in a while. That's a new addition. You know what I wear.
Sure.
It's a hat, snapbacks, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty predictable.
Yes.
My mom got me a gift in college.
A negligee?
That was so shocking. Oh. Honestly? A negligee would have made more sense.
What?
At least I could have handed it off to someone I was dating or something.
Okay.
Why don't we bring her in?
Okay.
Okay. Mom, you there?
I am. I'm bewildered.
Okay. Oh. In college, do you remember, it was about sophomore year Christmas, you got me a pair of leather pants.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now I don't. Here's the thing. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what. I opened the gift and I was like, "What is this?" And she goes, "Oh, they're leather pants." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "They're leather pants." I go, "Do you see me as a leather pants guy?" And she goes, "I think you'd look great in them."
Leather pants.
Okay. What was your thinking on why I'd look good in leather pants, Mom?
You know what? I have no idea. I liked him, and I thought it was something different, and I didn't realize you would be so stunned and still talking about it at 40 years old.
Right, right.
I mean, I have no idea. I know you didn't keep him.
Well, I didn't.
Well, look, it is sort of a strange gift, right, in retrospect, Haroldine?
Well, now that I look back, yes, but,
okay.
But leather pants were kind of in then.
Right.
And even though it wasn't his way he dressed, I didn't think anything of it. I mean, now that I look back, it was kind of weird, I guess.
I mean, were these like red Eddie Murphy delirious leather pants?
No, they were like black Jesse Camp MTV jock tryouts.
Okay.
Like they were like they were like tight and they had like a couple pockets.
Like almost skinny jeans, but
very
leather.
Much. Yeah.
Did you wear them ever?
Okay. Now
like once so that your mom saw you wearing them or?
No.
No?
No, I immediately returned those.
Okay.
But that's not the end of the story.
Okay.
4 years later, it's a Christmas, and we're all sitting around the tree opening gifts, and I open up a Christmas gift, and there are leather pants inside.
Haroldine,
now,
what's going on?
Now, she didn't mean it as a joke, because I immediately was like, oh, that's funny. She goes, no, leather pants, you'll like them. My mom may have forgotten or doubled down in her love of leather pants for me, even though I had not changed my style.
Haroldine, did you forget?
I don't even remember, to tell you the truth.
All right.
Can't even remember that, Jensen. I swear to God.
Is it possible?
That is the strangest thing.
Is it possible that you kept them and just tried again with the same pair 4 years later? Like, it's 4 years. He'll forget.
What is it that you... Is there something about me in leather pants that you appreciate?
No, I don't. And I don't think I regifted it, no.
No, okay, she's not much of a regifter.
No. You know what,
but
Jensen,
then... So a strange decision to make twice.
But then I did try them on then.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I looked like a hefty bag. Like, I was disgusting in them. I could not have fit worse. I looked like, honestly, like a guy who'd walk up to, like, you know, young women at a club and be like, what's going on, ladies? Like, I looked so gross. But is there something that I, like, is there something that made you think, you know what, this dude would look great in leather pants?
There's no way
I thought they were cool. I originally remember buying the first pair. I don't know about the second.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, what was I thinking?
Haroldine, you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Third time's a charm.
Right?
Right?
You have something for Jensen yet?
If this Christmas I open up a box of leather pants.
I need you too.
But, Mom, you have leather pants.
Not anymore.
But you did.
Well,
Those are the ones she tried to give you.
Yeah, yeah. No wonder they fit so weird.
Wait, you had them and you liked them?
Yes.
Well, my had leather pants, yes. I had very expensive leather pants years ago with a jacket, but I don't have those anymore. I have leather pants now that are like leggings.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I have
like
now.
They're like faux or whatever.
Do you want them, Jensen?
No, yes, he does. He wants them so much.
I don't need them, Santa. But I guess my thing back then was like I was always nervous that she wanted to wear them out at the same time as she was wearing hers.
Like a mother-son leather pants?
That would have been so sweet.
Mother-son leather pant hangout.
Sweet. For just the two of you.
She calls me before, are you going to wear them leather pants? I'm going to wear my leather pants.
Honestly, if you don't have leather pants under the tree on the 25th, I give up.
Haroldine, look, you have to do it.
It's part of the trend now.
You have to do it.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe I did it twice.
Right,
really
but a third time is
third time.
But
is
a
the
third
charm.
Time is funny.
Yeah,
and I'll wear him the leggings.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Thanks, Mom.
All right. Thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Right.
Bye. Now. All right. We have tickets on the floor.
I
do too. She doesn't even remember the second time.
No, she doesn't remember.
That's so funny.
I didn't want to tip her off this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We have a pair of floor tickets to both nights at the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas at the Honda Center. It's this Saturday and Sunday night, plus Bud Light Platinum VIP party passes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You're going to have to play a game. It's called Kevin and Bita Roki.
Oh, boy.
It's not the best.
And because we're giving away the Bud Light party passes,
mm-hmm.
winner has to be 21 or older. So don't
Correct.
Be calling in all willy-nilly a 19-year-old, although we love you listening.
Mm-hmm. But you can't win here.
1-800-520-1067. If you're 21 or over and you'd like to win those tickets, you can call now. We'll play a game next. The K-Rock Absolute Almost Tuesday Christmas is this Saturday and Sunday, you guys.
What?
It's early.
Came too fast.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine.
Hard to imagine.
So... Sorry, I missed that. So we have a game for you, mm-hmm. and you're going to get tickets on the floor both nights.
What?
This weekend.
Too much.
And the Bud Light what? Platinum VIP passes.
More?
For both nights.
That's a big win.
The way we're going to do this is with Kevin and Bina Roki, which means we sing and you have to guess. Now, we'll tell you the night, but we won't tell you the artist. So we need the artist and the song
yes.
title.
Okay.
For Kevin and Bina Roki.
If you want tickets to a show and if you really want to go see a band, you're a fan, put your hands up.
Strange when Beer Mug does an intro because he dances with it. He's got to dance for every
he
intro.
Also showed me he was doing something and then he mouthed the words, I'm spinning plates.
What?
That was happening it's behind you.
I want to see him do it live.
All right, we're going to start with Carlos in West Hills. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Kevin and Bina Roki?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm going to spin the wheel and we're going to see who is going to sing the lyrics for you.
All right.
This is for night two, and you get Dave the King of Mexico.
Oh.
You poor bastard.
All right.
Well, night two, we need the artist and the song title. Here we go.
If it makes you feel any better, right. I didn't listen to the song. So here we go.
Oh, Dave.
Here we go.
Come on,
what's your
Dave,
name?
Let's
Carlos.
Do it.
All right, Carlos, let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they loved one day, stocked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades.
That's 21 Pilots.
Yep.
You need the name of the song.
Yes, please.
We do.
Oh, my God.
It's probably their biggest song, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to just, you know, being on the radio, it just my mind just went blank.
Carlos.
Oh, man.
Sorry, that's Heathens. Heathens is the name of that.
Sounds just like Dave did.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think Dave put much into that one.
No, he phoned it in.
All right, let's go to Brandon in Fullerton. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right, we are doing Kevin and Bean Aroki. Kevin and Bean Aroki! And the person singing your song will be Jensen.
Okay.
And it's night one.
All right, night one. All right, you ready, Brandon?
As ready as I'll be.
Okay, good to hear.
You like the confidence.
Yeah, this is my kind of guy. Here we are. There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations in the towns we know. A place we saw, the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in to get fresh flow.
All right, Brandon.
Oh.
Night one, artist and song title, please.
Mm-mm.
Night one.
I have no idea.
Nope. We know where he won't be.
That is Beck where it's at. There's a destination
from the habitation. That was mean. I'm sorry.
Look, we understand this is a little difficult, but it's also tickets on the floor for both nights.
It's a big deal. And the VIP passes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let's go to Christian in Northridge. Good morning, Christian.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how
good.
I feel.
Our listeners are great.
Yep.
You get Allie McKay giving you the song. Allie McKay.
Hell yeah. What up, Allie?
What up, Christian?
This is night one.
Night one. All we need is the artist and title. Here we go.
Okay.
You can drive all night looking for the answers in the pouring rain. You want to find peace of mind looking for the answer.
Wow.
I know it.
Can I start guessing now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Okay. Is it Cage the Elephant?
Yes.
Song title?
Okay. I'm terrible at song titles.
Okay.
One second. Right. Okay. No, I know. It's Cigarette Daydream.
Yeah!
Yes. Yes. How many of us thought he was going to get that?
I thought he was Googling.
I mean, I felt
Google did
it.
Google got it right.
But it's fine. Christian wins.
Sure.
Moving
Let's
on.
Let's go to Al in Riverside. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome. Kevin Bean, a rookie. All right. Are you ready to see who gets to sing your song?
Yeah. Who's going to be?
All right. It's going to be Beer Mug.
Uh-oh.
And it is for night one. So we need the artist and song title.
All right, okay. Al, you better get this, man. Here we go.
Really
here it is.
Take it easy. Do you want to go back to where we started? Back before we were broken hearted? Come my way. Come. I got to tell you. The shoe fits my little Cinderella.
Yeah!
Well done.
Very good.
Wow. All right. Artist and song title.
That would be Angels and Airwaves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rebel Girl.
Yes. Nice.
Okay. I feel like Tom DeLonge was in here.
That was great.
That was quite good. All right, let's go to Chris in South El Monte. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, you know. Close enough. It's going well. Are you ready for Kevin and Bean, a
rookie? For sure. For sure.
All right. Let's see who's going to sing your song. And you get Christine.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I have to follow up Beer Mug. Jeez.
All right, this is night one, so we need artist and song title.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening, whoa.
Instrumental.
Sing it back, whoa.
Come on.
No, we need World Sweetness.
Yes!
I didn't know we had a real Bobby McFerrin in the crew doing the instrumental. Wow.
All right, let's go to Kathy in Pico Rivera. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right. Kevin and Bean, a rookie. And you get me, Kevin.
Oh. Yay.
I don't know, yay. Let's wait and find out. this is night two. Night two. All right, here we go. It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and he took a warning. She hit the hive and the bees are swarming. He played the victim till the crowd starts forming.
It was better.
It was really good.
It was a little better.
So yeah. It was a little better.
The Interrupters. Yes. He's Kerosene.
Yeah!
I did it!
You did it.
I did it! Kevin and Bean are
okay. All right, do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Why not? Right.
Let's spin the wheel and go to Jenna in Simi Valley. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Welcome to Kevin and Bean are okay. And it landed on our newest employee, Destiny.
All right, you ready, Jenna?
I'm ready.
All right. But it was not your fault, but mine. Mm. And it was your heart on the line.
Yeah.
I really effed it up this time. Didn't I, my dear?
Didn't I, my dear?
That is Mumford & Sons, yes. The Lion Man.
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
All right.
That. We didn't even tell her it was night two, which I should have done.
A lot of winners in there.
How about that?
We're mm-hmm. such good singers, you guys.
I don't know that that's the takeaway.
We're all going to Hollywood.
All right. We have a drawing here. Five different people qualified. Who's going?
Honestly, it makes sense. It's Al.
Al.
Yay!
Congratulations, right Al.
Thank you guys so much.
Good job,
thanks very much.
You got it!
Kevin and Bean, I'm rookie. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52, just after the top of the hour, the craziest things you saw on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but online, mm-hmm. people spent $4.2 billion on Thanksgiving Day alone.
The day before, yeah. Just the preview.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying Black Friday sales have gone down significantly in stores because so many people are buying online.
Because of the people in stores.
Yeah, people mm-hmm. are crazy.
Which is who we're going to talk
about. People are crazy.
I don't
I feel like it's totally changed now because it used to be, oh, you line up and
yes.
then it became kind of this camaraderie thing. Everyone's in line for like a day, some
yeah.
3 days.
Then
but
it
now,
became chaos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. then it became chaos. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. We're going to be open on Thanksgiving at 6 a.m. or we're going to be... There was no kind of anticipation anymore.
Yeah, back in my day, I shivved a guy for a TV.
Did you? Yeah, right?
Now it's like I feel like I did it for nothing.
It's pointless. Mm-hmm. It's pointless.
But it was sweet when you did it. I mean, that's a nice
And I do it every
memory.
Year just as like a, you know, sort of like a look
a
back.
A callback?
Yeah.
A callback.
Still not caught, which is good.
Good for you.
Still on the run.
Good for you.
Ellie McKay is back from vacation. What's happening?
Remember when I did the story about Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things talking about how she texts with Drake?
Yes.
And I pointed out that that is creepy as hell.
It was.
You are a 14-year-old child texting with a man in his 30s.
Ugh.
That's weird. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I think it's bizarre behavior from him. I feel like it's a weird grooming situation.
Mm.
Well, Billie Eilish has revealed in a new interview with Vanity Fair that... Drake is the nicest dude I've ever spoken to. I mean, I've only texted with him, but he's so nice. Like, he doesn't need to be nice. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He's at a level in his life where he doesn't need to be nice, but he is, you know? So, he's 32. She's 17.
I want to cuddle you.
And people say, oh, no, he's a mentor. He's great. No, he was... texting with Millie Bobby Brown about boys, helping her out with...
Would you let me lick you everywhere?
A boy situation. Now he's texting with Billie Eilish. I find this very, very creepy and bizarre.
Is this something that we've sort of known? Are these stories about...
We knew that Millie Bobby Brown.
No, I know that, but I'm saying in general, other than these stories, is this a thing that has been...
No.
Not really.
It's not like the secret Bill Cosby story. No, Millie Bobby Brown's story was out there. It sounded creepy. He never mm-hmm. necessarily commented on it, and now this doesn't help.
There were rumors that a girl that he was with was underage
in
as
Canada
well.
Or something. Mm-hmm. I had read that, but that I didn't know that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about blanking your blank.
Right.
So her fans not having it. A lot of tweets saying, yeah, that's gross. That siren's going off in your brain. Why are you texting a teenager? Someone else said, I really don't want to wait 20 years for Drake to get taken down like R. Kelly. How many minors will he get away with grooming? It's just, why are you texting teenage girls?
I don't wear underwear.
It's creepy. It's weird. I don't like it.
It is creepy, but there haven't been any... charges of anything?
Well,
right?
No. I mean, it would just be a moral, creepy issue.
Yeah.
Yes. Not a legal one.
Yeah. But if
what are you looking for? I could be your grandpa.
That's
you're the father of daughters who were teens.
Mm-hmm.
If a 32-year-old man is texting your 14-year-old daughter, Do you think that's normal?
No.
No, what, so we don't wait for charges to be filed.
No, no, but I'm just saying, like, legally, we have to, you know, allegedly and blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, not allegedly. He's texting
with her. Creepy.
It's creepy as hell.
Agreed. I'm going to lick you.
Oh.
It's just weird. Drake, just talk to people your own age.
Yeah, because he definitely can talk to whoever he wants.
Yeah, but if you have a predilection
of for the
talking
youngs.
To younger
for the youngs.
Girls, mm-hmm. you get away with it because you're Drake? Come on.
I'm horny for you.
Some dude working at a Chevron right now is texting your 14-year-old. You're stopping that.
Yeah.
But somehow you let Drake get away with it.
It's
weird. Kevin, you're so excited about it.
Yeah, you need to calm down, Kevin. You really do. Oh guys, God. Remember I had told you about bathrooms?
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to pay off?
I'm gonna get back to my going into strangers' bathrooms in a second, but you're both been in relationships.
Sure.
Have you ever shared a toothbrush?
No.
You ever shared a razor?
Never. Nope. No, I'd never do either of those.
See, I think it's weird, and I think you have your own stuff,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
Well, half of Americans don't think it's a problem to sneakily steal someone else's item from the bathroom. One in two have lied about using another person's toiletries, such as toothbrush and razors.
Huh.
But some people won't even share those things with their spouse. 35% said sharing a razor with a partner is uncomfortable.
Yes.
36% would classify using a partner's toothbrush as disgusting. Here's the thing that got me about this. Have you ever gone into a bathroom at, like, you're at a party or you're at some random dude's house and thought, I kind of...
More likely the latter. Go ahead.
I kind of want to open that medicine cabinet, see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, of course.
You have?
Who hasn't? I have not.
I will tell you I have not because there was an undercover video.
Oh, no.
They had an undercover video where people were going into this bathroom and would open it and ping pong balls would all fly out.
That's
and
so
that is
awesome.
Now my biggest fear. It would be me at like some point and all of a sudden ping pong balls are flying out because that's how the guy like booby trapped it.
Laugh out loud.
Kevin.
Yes.
You've done it.
Oh, yeah.
What were you hoping to see?
I don't know. Honestly, like. You don't even know. You're just like, I wonder what's in here.
So you're looking at people's medications?
Whatever.
You're not like, oh, wonder if they have Q-tips. What are you looking for?
I don't know what I'm looking for, to be honest.
Well, here's the thing.
Probably just hardcore pain meds.
60% think it's not a big deal to take a peek in someone's medicine cabinet.
Come on.
60%!
Your hands are cute.
But I also feel like you should... Maybe this says more about me than anything, but you should sort of expect that.
What?
No! You should not expect that.
Who are you right now?
What about people going through like your underwear drawer?
No.
It's similar to me.
It's not exactly similar.
What about your jewelry, like your jewelry box or something? Like these are all hidden things that are.
He just said people should expect it.
No, I'm saying.
What was the medicine cabinet wearing?
I mean, come on, Kevin.
Did you bring condoms with you?
I don't see how that's relevant.
Kevin is snooping in people's medicine cabinets and thinks that they deserve it.
No, I don't think they deserve it.
There. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I don't have a choice.
If it's going to dress like that, you're asking for it.
That's what I'm saying. You guys.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Have you ever taken something from someone's medicine cabinet?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
So what was it?
Percocet.
Okay. All right.
You shave down there.
Let's wrap this up. Some birthdays for you. Britney Spears, Lucy Liu, Charlie Puth, and that's what's happening.
We're going to give you a recap of the NFL Week 13 coming up a little bit later on this morning, but right now let's talk Black Friday. Omar.
Yeah.
Sent us an email over the weekend.
I've never seen an email so excited.
The level of excitement.
He was
that
thrilled.
Omar had.
Hey, party people!
Yeah.
All thrilled.
Yeah. By the way, it's Cyber Monday today.
Yes, it is.
And there's a lot of hot deals right
hot
now.
Deals.
I like to. I'm not rich like you guys, so I like to stretch my dollar and take advantage of these deals.
Omar's one of those annoying people too. That's like probably done with Christmas.
By
now.
The way, I'm like 95% done with my shopping.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I knocked out like a big chunk
Whatever.
Yesterday. Yeah, so anything that's Alexa or Amazon, like the Fire Stick or the Echo Dot, any of that stuff that, is on sale right now. So go to Amazon.com. Great killer deals. But on Black Friday, I generally like to go out and there is
getting fights?
No fights.
Okay.
There is misinformation out there that people really believe that it's like super busy. Don't get me wrong, it is busy, but the busiest shopping day of the entire year is the Saturday before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And
you know what? I wonder if it used to be Black Friday? Because I think before the internet, like Black Friday was the deal. You had to go to the stores. You had to stand in line.
But that was also
craziness.
Pre-people being trampled to death stuff.
Well, I think that's when it started happening. But then once you can start buying stuff online, I think a lot of people avoided those stores.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, what has changed, and I was the guy who had buddies, and we would stand at the Best Buys to get the latest PlayStation 2 or whatever, and we would buy 10 of them, and then we would resell them.
I'm that guy. I'm like number two in line and there's none left.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
nonsense.
But what they started doing is they started handing out tickets. So there would be like no fighting. So even if you stood in line, you would get one ticket depending on what item you wanted to get for the TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. The big thing back in the day was the TV.
Right.
People would just fight over TVs. It was crazy. So now that the TVs are a little bit more affordable, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But this past Black Friday, I saved about $600.
Wow.
How do you, what?
Yeah. I need a second fridge because the fridge I have right now is really small. My kids are getting bigger, so it's a counter.
You put your kids in the fridge?
No, right?
That seems so he's got two kids, so he needs another fridge.
Oh, okay.
So I've been keeping my eye on this fridge, and it was always...
Who keeps an eye on a fridge?
Well, on the price of the fridge. And it was like $1,500. I was like, $1,500 is a lot
that
for
is
a
lot
fridge.
For a fridge. Yeah,
it was crazy. So it would go down maybe, $1,200. I was like,
How long were you stalking the fridge?
About six months. Oh, yeah. And then finally, Black Friday deals came around, and it got to like $9.95.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I was just like, I'm in. Exactly. And I've been in my little workshop, in my garage. I don't have an official workbench because they were super expensive. They were by $500, and I scored one for $250.
Look at you.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
So extreme savings. And then I always go out, and like last year, I saved on an Instant Pot. They usually range about like, from anywhere for $80 to $100.
I think you talked about that Instant Pot for like four months.
I love it to death. And I got it for like $60.
Right.
And then let's see what else. When Bluetooth speakers first came out?
Yes.
Very, very hot items. They were super expensive. Mm-hmm. And I gave everybody on my Christmas list some Bluetooth speakers. They were about $100 JBL Bluetooth speakers that I was able to score. I think I got them for like... $60 or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I remember that year that Omar gave me a
new car.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
He got a bunch of money off that too. He had been stalking it for 6 months. Black Friday's not as always gleeful as our friend Omar is talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so a Virginia man, this is a story I saw that just hit yesterday. A Virginia man was arrested Friday after police say he was found sitting naked in a car in a North Carolina Kohl's parking lot on America's busiest shopping day. A patrolling officer smelled marijuana coming from a row of vehicles, walked up to it, and noticed the dude was fully naked and asked him to exit the vehicle as soon as humanly possible.
Wait, you can't do that now?
It's hot boxing. Just by definition, you want to be as cool as possible.
Well, instead of stopping, he pulled the car and tried to run away.
And then he ended up
getting an indecent exposure, resisting arrest, marijuana possession. And so I was hoping
beer
that was Omar,
mug.
But
it wasn't Omar, it wasn't beer mug.
We should take calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 because you've probably seen some crazy stuff. If not this past Friday, Friday's past, where you're lined up, people are duking it out, that type of thing. I want to hear it.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
Like someone hits another person with a TV.
Yes.
That would be a good call.
I mean, even back in the day with Cabbage Patch Kids. Remember that?
Yeah. People left like bloody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember Turbo?
Sorry, Muggs, what?
You guys, never mind.
No, Muggs, it's
now
commit
you
to
have
it.
To say it.
Commit to it.
It's not. It's
no, I know where it's going. You have to do it now.
Do you guys remember Turbo Man?
That's a Jingle All the Way reference. Yeah, it's a. I needed him to do it.
So sorry.
That was totally worth it.
No, he needed to do it. Hit the clip now.
That's on me.
Yeah, he had to do it.
A Black Friday fight in the middle of a Walmart.
I love
that's enough
so
for
much.
Me already.
Like,
yeah.
how do you get to the point where you're fighting with somebody?
This is in the Christmas wrap aisle of the...
I'm sorry? Christmas wrap aisle.
Fight. That's where the fights go down.
Sure.
The Murrieta Walmart set off when an elderly woman's cart bumped one of those men. He responded rudely. The other guy came to the woman's defense. Both combatants are Marines. One retired. It ended when that security guard intervened. One of the men suffered a broken nose, but nobody wanted to pursue any charges.
How did a security guard break up two Marines?
Right?
Paul
Semper Fi, more like tempers high.
Hey, do you guys remember Turbo Man?
File. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We will take your calls of the craziest stuff you saw on Black Friday coming up next. All right, we are going to take your phone calls of the craziest stuff that you saw on Black Friday at 1-800-520-1067. Josh in Lakewood, Mari in Woodland Hills. You guys hold on, and we'll take the rest of your calls coming up next. We're taking your phone calls on the strangest things that you've seen on Black Friday. And let's start with Josh in Lakewood. Good morning, Josh. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, so like a couple of years ago, my wife decides that she needs, I don't know, 10 or 20 pairs of Super Cush socks at Old Navy for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm driving down to Danny Landing, and I see Best Buy's just packed. Like there's a line from, like, way down the block. So I go into Old Navy. I'm mad because I'm on Best Buy, and I'm buying these socks. Cushy slippers, whatever. And I swear this freaking huge, like, mosh pit looking mob tries rushing the front door at Old Navy.
What?
They called the police out and everything. It was insane. Like, everybody needed knit cable sweater pullovers or whatever at the last second. Like, they had to have.
They're pretty cute.
I mean, Old Navy might be the least likely place to see a full-out brawl.
And imagine if you're working at Old Navy, you're like, what's happening right now? Why are people busting down our front door?
I work here so I don't get in a fight. I'm on probation.
Didn't notice.
Yeah.
And you said the cops were called?
I was inside. I felt like I was at a Pantera show, like in the back. It was just madhouse out front. I was like, damn, I'm glad I'm inside.
Most Pantera fans do shop at Old Navy.
You can
tell. Every day.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Murray in Woodland Hills. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Okay, so worst case scenario, being at the Glendale Galleria in the parking garage trying to find parking on Black Friday.
The worst.
And as we're pulling along one of the entries where the handicap parking is, we see a couple pull in, get out of the car. Mm-hmm. Jensen, you know about this. The little baby terriers, the ones that go on your arm.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We see them pull theirs out of the back seat.
Yeah.
Walk around to the trunk. Put the baby carrier with the baby in the trunk.
No, they
and walk into the mall.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No,
is it a toilet baby? It doesn't matter if it's a toilet baby.
Why wouldn't
it
they?
It was a baby.
If they're going to leave the baby in the car, why wouldn't they leave the baby in the main part of the car?
I don't
because
know.
Then you'd see the baby and you wouldn't. You'd call the cops because there's a baby in the car. If you don't know there's a baby in the car because it's in the trunk, you're not calling the cops.
They're super smart.
Right.
I'm sorry, what?
They're super smart.
They thought it out.
Wait, so what happens then? What goes on?
Well, first we rubbed our eyes for a moment because we weren't quite sure what we saw.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I jumped out of the car. They got lost. I mean, it was thousands of people. They got lost in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered what they were wearing, grabbed security. They radioed around. I stood by the back of the car. The baby wasn't crying or anything, so I'm starting to panic. And then security brought them out. And then at that point, we were able to leave because security got them to open the trunk, verified the baby was there and was fine. And my husband and I were like, we're out.
Oh, my God. That's insanity.
They get arrested, right? That's child endangerment.
I would imagine
I'm asking for myself because I need to go shopping today. I'm more doing research for my own work. That is so terrible.
What if?
Right.
It was M. Night Shyamalan, and this was that servant movie. He was just like shooting like a little teaser.
Like it's a robot baby.
It's a doll. Yeah. But no, it was
but
a
it
real
wasn't
baby.
At it all like because
it was not a doll. It was not a doll.
Well, that's
it was
no
an
way
infant.
To talk about the baby. I'm sure the baby was an absolute
beautiful,
doll.
But yeah, if yeah. it's real or not is more our question.
Glendale. I'm confused. Are we doing the intro? Or are we not doing the intro?
No. We always have to do the intro.
No, we don't have to do
Jen and Cody. Oh, Jen and Cody.
This is the favorite.
Go together like mm-hmm. sports and trophies. This I tell you, bruh. You can't have one without the other. Sports!
I mean, you can have sports without trophies. So the song is just factually is inaccurate.
That, yeah, that's
wow.
true.
I heard it in the song.
Break it down.
They don't lie.
At the very first week, Jensen's like, I don't know, it's not great. I can't sing that well. And I think that's
it.
Why now.
Yeah, trying to stop it.
It's not possible
I can't
to stop.
Sleep.
Jen Serger and Cody Decker are our guests from Radio.com. They do Swings and Misses, a sports podcast from 10 to 1. And you can check it out. Just search for Swings on Radio.com app. Let's talk about the Rams.
Congratulations.
Except for you. You doing okay, Kevin?
Destroyed the Cardinals. But the Cardinals are terrible.
They're not good.
So is that good on the Rams? Or
I
is
think
just
the air
bad
raid
on Arizona?
Offense for them is dead in the water. They really have to stop that. The Rams looked great, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're bolstering. Well, they're hanging on, I should say, to their playoff hopes.
Rams look great. Yeah, they played the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do they look great because they played the Cardinals?
I think so. And, you know, I saw this amazing statistic earlier today about Jared Goff. And Jared Goff had a pretty good game. He actually looked like the quarterback they want him to be.
Sure.
But you have to remember, it's against the Cardinals. Any team that's had put any pressure on Jared Goff, he's completely crumbled. And my favorite stat is comparing his numbers, and not his on-field numbers, but his actual financial numbers.
What?
To
like
Lamar Jackson.
They're paying him.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So in 2020 and 2021, Lamar Jackson, $2.6 million. Then $3 million.
Yes.
Jared
yeah.
Goff, $36 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 2021, $32 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
we're talking about two different, not just class, but almost species of athlete.
Yes.
Yeah, well, wait till that Lamar Jackson contract negotiations when they're up.
It's so expensive.
That's going
to
be
have to pay up.
Quite
I don't
a payment.
Remember who I saw, but they were on ESPN or something, and they were just saying he is – all of these guys are the best that they – you know, in grade school, they were the best.
Oh, yeah,
in high school, they were
greatest.
The best.
Yeah.
College, the cream of the crop, mm-hmm. and yet people can't even come close to stopping him.
It's unbelievable.
How can a guy be that much better?
They tried. The only thing that stopped him this past week, or slowed him down, I should say, was the weather.
Yeah.
Honestly, that played more into the 49ers' favor than anything else was the weather.
And the thing that keeps baffling me is that he was drafted 32nd.
Oh, yeah. They didn't think his game would translate to the NFL. Because
they said he couldn't throw.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were very wrong.
They were very wrong.
Look at Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a similar type player.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm afraid he's
going to get hurt, but I like him.
Oh, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Little
dude.
Looking at him out on that field is like watching a toddler play with high school players.
Sure.
But they tried to prepare for him. The 49ers tried to prepare for him the way they would for cap, you know, basically, because they run very similarly. But the thing that they have different is, like, cap is so much bigger.
Yeah.
And Lamar is just so much faster.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, I'll take that speed any day.
So the Rams playoff possibilities actually kind of come down to tonight's Monday night game, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that.
They have to finish 10-6 on the season. And so they
have a chance.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. To still have a chance. And so they have to beat the Cardinals twice, which they've already done once.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play
that they have a pretty good shot the next time.
You hope so. Seahawks, Cowboys, and 49ers. And you have to look at that schedule and
tough.
Go,
you lose to the Niners. That's
Niners
a
is a loss.
Yes.
Yeah. Seahawks, most likely a loss.
Right.
Yeah.
Cowboys, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys are in first place. The first place Cowboys.
Yeah, that's odd. That's
there's
super
so
odd.
Many this year in the NFL. There's so many phrases like that haven't made sense to me. Mm-hmm. Like the Browns being completely knocked out of playoff contention. Those things
that
I just
didn't make sense.
What doesn't
to you?
Make sense to you about that?
They were so hyped. They were so hyped up. This was supposed to be the season. Odell,
so were the Bears.
Mayfield. I mean, this was supposed to be the year.
But isn't that it's the not. Hype for every team going into the season? I mean,
we all bought into that hype. It's fine, Jensen.
Thank you.
Not only that, Hollywood bought into the hype.
Yeah,
every
true.
Commercial this year is starring Baker Mayfield, and it was
just true.
A disaster waiting to happen.
One thing, though, I think that stands out to me is Freddie Kitchens got it right when he says the Browns are not a team. They are a group.
And they're a group of individuals, and that's how they play. And so that just doesn't translate into
wins. Well, that might have been a good Freddie Kitchens move. But I almost...
You don't think the T-shirt was a good move?
I almost stayed away from the story just so you could explain it to me. Why am I mad at Freddie Kitchens?
Because this feels so petty. It feels so petty.
Feel
but
petty.
To be fair, it's a shirt that his kids gave him for his birthday.
So explain it to people.
So Freddie Kitchens got caught wearing a shirt that said, basically, Pittsburgh started it. I wanted to write an if I was wearing that shirt, I would take a magic marker and write, and they finished it.
And that's a reference to a fight that the two teams
yes.
had?
Yes.
A
fight, a brawl.
2 weeks ago.
I mean, it was a nasty
and
game.
And someone took
honestly,
off the helmet and tried to hit a
There's
guy.
There's been some pretty heavy allegations thrown at why it started.
Racially,
why the
right?
Racial yeah. allegations. Mm-hmm. This is, it's about as ugly as possible. So for a head coach of one of the two teams.
That's the weird thing, is the head coach.
Unreal, yeah. to wear an antagonistic because shirt like this.
Because Tomlin took the exact opposite approach. He's like, I don't want my players engaging in any of this off-field drama. Mm-hmm. And Freddie Kitchens is like, let me put this T-shirt on.
Yeah. Hold like, my beer and 11 sandwiches.
I'm a messy bitch and I love the drama.
Your Raiders got destroyed.
Yeah, it was always going to happen.
You knew that was going to happen.
You know, they had a shot not to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. No. At no point did they have that chance.
Right.
But they had a chance to be in that contention for that wild card mm-hmm. spot. Mm-hmm. And basically that loss to the Jets killed them. So I think the idea for the Raiders going forward, try and finish the season at 500, and I'd say that's an incredible... They were never supposed to be here. So the fact that they were
you
in contention...
Gave them,
this what
did you say, two or three games?
Three wins at most.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that they're 500, I'd call that a hell of a victory because they're not going to grow this quickly,
right.
to say the least. It's a team that's starting roughly 10 rookies. I think the future is bright for them. I think they need some targets for Derek Carr. They don't have
that would
any
help.
For him.
Other than defenders?
Yeah. There's a lot of defenders out there.
There are.
We're playing. The Raiders are apparently throwing out an offense of 6 players against 13 players.
That's right.
Every
feels like.
Single down.
I think we saw a bit of what people think was a Super Bowl preview this last weekend, and
yes.
it didn't hurt Lamar at all in the Ravens. It seems like they took over the Niners easily.
They're just that good. It's like watching.
Do we all agree that that team is going to win the Super Bowl?
They got to.
I mean, it seems like the stars are aligning.
Yeah.
Weren't the Patriots, like, mathematically eliminated
last
night?
No one's talking to you, Allie. No one's talking to you.
It's so funny. The Patriots lose, and people are like, well, they're done. They're finished.
This is
the
what happens.
The season is over.
Every time they lose, the first thing that comes up, well, that's their second loss. Brady must be ready to retire tomorrow.
He's finished.
You're getting old.
He's finished.
Man, they're 10-2. What a
insane joke.
Last night was the least dominant we've seen the Ravens look in quite some time, and they still got the job done.
Yeah,
and
true.
I feel like it shows that even when Lamar is not on his A game, he's still better than
he really is.
99% of quarterbacks out there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Barely any worse.
And quickly, let's talk Chargers. I don't know how teams do this. I don't know how there are certain teams who just find creative new ways to lose every week.
It's impressive.
By less than
it
7 is. Points
it's
every
impressive.
Time. And it's so funny because
they're in each game.
They keep you watching until the very last play sometimes.
Hope is painful. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. We have to expect to find our producer Ann crying under her desk when we walk upstairs.
Are you kidding me? My hope is that this continues to happen. It is so much fun.
Explain, if you could, just recap.
Why do you have to incite people?
No. See, I don't hate the Chargers. I actually love the Chargers because the Chargers make my Raiders look like an organization. The Chargers cannot find a way to win a game.
If you'd like to direct your Twitter hate, please do not do it to swings and misses.
No one's going to do it.
Directed to at Decker 6.
Oh, no. You guys do have one Charger fan. He hates me. It's hilarious. Now, here's the deal. It's not that the Chargers are bad. They're in every single game. Honestly, they should be at the head of the AFC West.
Yeah.
But they have managed to lose in comical fashion in the last drive of every game. Yesterday, the fact that all they had to do...
Explain what happened.
So
quickly.
There was a pass down. They tie the game up with 45 seconds left, maybe even less. They get the ball back on defense, and the first play with 14 seconds left was a deep pass down the field, and all the Chargers had to do on an uncatchable ball, mind you, was not have a pass interference.
Yeah, knock it down.
Don't touch anyone.
Well, stay away, even.
And instead, with the defender not paying attention, decided to accidentally shoulder block the hell out of the wide receiver, thus giving them 50 yards and putting them in field goal range.
Unbelievable.
It was comically bad.
It's crazy.
You can't write this. It's like watching a movie. The first the first act of a movie of an embarrassing football team before the savior comes in.
Right, right.
Except there is no savior coming in. The Chargers. You will lose forever.
Yeah, he's still on the freeway.
Jen Sturger and Cody Decker always join us on Mondays to recap the NFL. Swings and Misses is the name of the podcast, and again, you can find it at radio.com. You guys are the best. Thank you for coming, and we appreciate it.
Heart you.
Thank you. 6.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53. We are joining the fire department, by the way, for the Spark of Love toy drive.
Yay!
Jensen, Allie, and I are going to be at this Thursday at the Culver City Fire Station Number 1 in downtown Culver City from noon to 2, 9600 Culver Boulevard. And if you can make it there and bring an unwrapped toy, they're collecting toys to give to underprivileged children. And if you can't make it there, you can make it to any fire station, any place in Southern California, and they will accept your donation.
That's right. The whole morning crew, I believe, is going to be there.
That's correct.
So this is the first time we've ever done anything like this outside of a K-Rock concert. So what I'm saying is we're kind of a big deal.
So well, that's what you were leading
yeah,
to?
Yeah, don't even care about the charity. Just come say hi to us.
Well, I think...
What?
I don't know what just happened.
Bring a toy.
Yes,
that's
let's
important.
Focus on that.
Yeah, it's important, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Allie, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is Alanis Morissette. She is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill with a tour. And joining her on the road, Garbage and Liz Phair.
Wow.
All right.
I like that.
It sounds awesome. June 9th, by the way, is our local date here in Los Angeles. That will be at the Hollywood Bowl. Very excited about that tour. Nice.
It's quite cool.
Garbage, Liz Phair, Alanis Morissette, celebrating 25th anniversary of breakthrough album Jagged Little Pill.
Does that mean she does that record all the way through? Is that what that usually means?
I wouldn't hate it.
Right.
If I'm honest, it would be great. That'd
would
be wonderful.
Be great?
Yeah. Okay. Really? The whole album.
I love the album, yeah. but almost no album holds up to all songs being.
You're saying there's filler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay.
Do you care?
I mean, we're just trying to celebrate.
I love it. I love it, and I hope that's how they do it.
You decide to crap on it. So.
And I love it, and I couldn't be
happier. Hates women.
About it.
What?
Hates women.
No.
That's why when I told him Frozen 2 made an insane amount of money, he's like, I'd never see that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, he did say he saw it.
Go.
He saw it.
See that with my daughter.
By the way, when it comes to movies, Black Friday ticket sales were up 101% over Thanksgiving. A lot of people checking out movies because the box office, well, let's just talk a little bit about Frozen 2 first off. $85.2 million over the weekend and a record-setting $123.7 million over the five-day Hollywood holiday time frame. Not bad.
Mm-mm.
Strong number one.
Yeah.
Coming in second, Knives Out secured second place with a launch way ahead of expectations. $27 million over the weekend and $41.7 million between Wednesday and Sunday. Kevin?
That's a good movie.
I'm so excited.
It's a really good, like, whodunit type movie. Yeah. Daniel Craig is in it. Christopher Plummer. A bunch of people are in it.
Excellent.
Really good.
Gosh, I love movies.
And I'm sorry I don't remember her name, but the girl that plays the lead.
Because you hate women?
Holds her own with all of those actors and actresses. She's amazing.
Yeah, she doesn't need a name,
though. Not to Kevin, no. She's the woman in it.
I just apologize because I don't know her name, but she's amazing.
Okay,
back to you. I don't feel like I'm helping myself.
Was she young or was she old?
She was young.
Oh, yeah. So I think you'd remember that. Because old women.
Old women, I mean, they're disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Could it be Ana de Armas?
That's her name.
Okay, Marta Cabrera, she plays in the film. But also Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. That's a name Kevin would never remember.
Ricky Lindholm's in it.
Yeah,
Edie Patterson's
Toni
in
Collette.
It.
Yep.
All these women are garbage, though, to Kevin.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that?
I didn't say it.
Do you think they should
I'm saying it was great.
Do you think they should get paid about half as much as the men in it?
What's wrong with you?
Right.
Coming in third, Ford versus Ferrari. Fourth, Tom Hanks' feel-good film about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And rounding out the top five, Queen and Slim. You guys hear about this Pete Davidson NDA thing?
No.
No, I did not.
He's asking comedy show attendees to sign an NDA. Here's the
thing. Everybody that comes to see his comedy?
Well, the woman had talked about it. She went to see his comedy performance at the Sydney Goldstein Theater in San Francisco. Everyone was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement before entering the venue.
They were told they could not give any interviews, opinions, or critiques about the show in any form. That's blogs, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or any other social network.
We should totally do that for K-Rock listeners. Then no one could say a bad word about us.
The legal document carries a $1 million penalty.
What?
If the terms are breached. This whole thing's got to be a joke, right? It's got to be.
No, I think he's been trying these kind of things. No phones. He's yelled at people in the audience. Like, he's basically become kind of like a warrior. Like, don't say my stuff outside of this arena. Like, that's
but
his thing.
But critiquing it to say Pete Davidson's show blew, like, that's fine.
I do
but
feel
he's
like,
not allowing that.
I do feel like it's a little difficult for comedians who do have to work out material.
But that's not a workout show. These are people coming in and paying. Like, I do sort of understand if you're going to a $5 comedy night or a free comedy night and Eddie Murphy shows up to test his Netflix stuff. Okay, maybe that's the wrong place to say he was testing things to see if it worked, but that's not what these shows are. These shows are like going to see Pete Davidson as a headliner, and now he doesn't want you to talk about anything you saw.
Oh, f*** you.
The NDA statements said, accordingly, the individual agrees that in the event of breach of this agreement, individual shall pay company upon demand as liquidated damage the sum of $1 million plus any actual out-of-pocket expense as well as any attorney fees expended in enforcing this agreement.
Because he's a douchebag.
Is it so if you don't sign it, they don't let you in?
You don't get in.
Wow.
Any patron who's unable or unwilling to sign the agreement will not be allowed to enter and will be given a full refund.
Stupid.
This just in. You're Pete Davidson.
Right?
I think that's enough right there. You are Pete Davidson. Get over yourself.
It.
Right?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
If I'm Eddie Murphy, maybe.
If that. And also, Dave Chappelle has done it in a kind of decent way, which is invest in that company that gives you a little pouch.
Thing,
you put your phone in there. He also kind of goes against the critics, but he knows he can't NDA them.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's...
He's such a douche.
It's just all very silly. Also, we're going to talk about how a mom is basically blaming Alexa for ruining Christmas. And Alexa, we're not talking about, like, his... Her husband's secretary, Alexa.
The machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, did you get that?
No, we understood.
Okay,
got it from the beginning.
Yeah, we got it definitely.
She ruined this family's Christmas. We're going to talk about that coming up. It's upsetting.
Do you ever think about when we say that term? When we say Alexa, it turns on other people's.
Yeah. Alexa, play Lemon Party.
No,
That's bad.
Oh.
No.
Alexa, don't do that.
Well, that didn't work. Alexa, stop.
Okay.
That's probably
good.
Better.
Alexa, stop playing Lemon Party.
Stop with that. Go Blue Waffle if you're going to go anything.
Oh, no.
What?
No, he heard that.
What?
Alexa heard that.
I didn't say Alexa first.
Okay.
Alexa first, Blue Waffle. Some birthdays for you. Britney Spears, Lucy Liu, Nelly Furtado, and Charlie Puth. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin DeBean Show. It is 9:42. Allie is here with a look at what's happening.
Guys, when you see Van Halen trending on Twitter, you think, oh my gosh, reunion tour, right? It's everybody's doing reunions.
No.
There's this nostalgia something.
I think Eddie's dead when I see that.
What?
Eddie Van Halen is dead?
Yeah, when I see
that. He's had some big problems with drugs.
Wow.
Hopefully not. Very different.
None of those things.
Okay.
God, that got real dark.
It did.
Real quick.
You know what time it is.
Here is why Van Halen is trending.
Okay.
Because during a segment on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Billie Eilish revealed that she hadn't heard of Van Halen. People are losing their minds.
Well, I mean, she's 17, right?
Which is a lot of people's reaction.
Yeah.
Like, hi, she's 17. Why would she know who they are? But people are like, oh my God, I'm sobbing. I've been listening to Van Halen with my dad since I was a kid. I'm shook. Billie Eilish doesn't know who Van Halen is? Get off my lawn! But I feel like you don't really get the full grasp of the situation until Smash Mouth tweets.
Oh.
They wrote, we grew up listening to Van Halen, and we're old as F. So why would Billie Eilish know who they are? Good point, Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
They still got it. Still got it.
Still got it.
But my favorite tweet is the guy that says, wow, a 17-year-old girl doesn't know of a band whose peak was nearly 40 years ago? That's crazy. I mean, what... People.
Who are the people that genuinely get upset by stuff?
People
like
who
this?
Feel older because they hear that. That's right. All.
Yes. That's what makes them mad.
This is pointing out their age.
Their age.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, they realize that young kids don't care about what they consider to be the holy grail.
Important, yeah.
And then it makes them feel old. And for good reason, you're old.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish rules.
I love her too. I don't know that we need this again, but.
And one guy is like, I don't care. Why would anyone care? And then his next tweet is, relax, I'm kidding. I know who Van Halen is. My favorites are Enter Sandman and You Give Love a Bad Name. Thank you.
By the way, I do want to go on record. I think Van Halen rocks.
I do too.
They're great.
Come on, they're great.
They're great.
David Lee Roth in his prime.
17 years old?
Oh, no, I don't want her to know.
No.
She should not know that.
No. But here's the thing, Billie Eilish, and I know you're always two steps ahead of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If this doesn't make you do a Van Halen cover,
she has
she's
to.
She's got to
or
do it.
Or she has
it.
To do a song with them. Even
well,
better.
Well, they'd love it.
I'd love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But she's got to cover them.
She's
right?
going to watch the Just a Gigolo video now. Yeah. She's going to see some great stuff.
I'd love her to do like a really just moody Hot for Teacher.
Oh, yeah. Jump, but she does it, you know, from her
right?
little bedroom,
right?
little lo-fi.
And then Drake tweets her, and he's like, that was the best thing I've ever heard, because I'm a creepy dude in his 30s texting a teen.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, dear. Okay. Guys, I did this story at 6 a.m., and people thought I was making it up.
Mm.
I'm not making this up. Johnny Depp is producing a show from playwright Julian Nitzberg that's going to be told from the perspective of Michael Jackson's iconic white sequined gloves.
All right, now I know Allie,
mm-hmm.
and I know that she's capable of making up something
yeah.
like this, so I'm going on the side of making up.
Really?
Because
even with how much weirder it gets from just that?
That's the point. That's the least weird part of the story.
That's the most like understandable.
Yes.
Like that's the one that I could be like, oh, that's realistic.
Well, I then tell you that it's going to be called For the Love of Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove. Here's the thing, you guys. The glove is an alien.
Mm-hmm.
The glove is an alien. I'm sorry.
Who's questing for the blood of youths.
Huh?
Or youths. Yeah, the glove is an alien.
It's not realistic. It's just not realistic.
But then
the
I say to you...
The glove could be an alien.
What if I say to you, but some of the big figures from Michael Jackson's life, Donny Osmond, Emmanuel Lewis, Corey Feldman,
sure.
Bubbles the Chimp, the Jackson 5...
Mm-hmm.
Seems important.
...will all be in the film.
Right.
All
right.
As puppets.
Okay.
We did not need puppets in this story.
This is so insane.
I think I'm all in on
guys,
this.
Guys, it's opening January 25th in Los Angeles. And in case you weren't in, I mean, right when you get to being played by puppets,
mm-hmm.
right? Lil Webster, Emmanuel Lewis is a puppet.
And they use very little felt.
He's tiny.
Almost
tiny.
Like just a small swatch even. They didn't even have to buy a whole yard or anything.
How bummed is Corey Feldman, though? He's like, I'm available.
Yeah.
I like, will do it. No need for me to be a puppet.
Yeah, but he's already working concessions at the theater.
He is.
So.
Oh, see, I didn't read that far ahead. But no, it sounds like Mad Libs, but it is amazing, and I love it, you guys. Something else I love, how mad this mom is. She's saying that Alexa is the Grinch that stole Christmas. This is a woman named Lizzie who contends that the Amazon personal assistant announced that her daughter's Christmas present had arrived.
Oh.
And that the camera she wanted was waiting inside. She said, when we went into the kitchen yesterday, the yellow light was on saying there was a message. Then it blurted out, parcel arriving. Now we'll have to get Alice another gift because she hasn't got a surprise. Really, you have to give your daughter another gift because now she knows the big gift she's getting?
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
Oh, is that Alice?
That was
right
her,
there?
Yeah. I flew down there really quick, took a quick interview clip.
Which is funny because this is in the UK.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was honestly worth
you
it.
You got there that quick.
Missed Thanksgiving, the whole thing, but worth it.
All right,
it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Alice is upset.
Is there more to that interview or is that just it? That's all you got?
Well, I got one more thing.
Okay. I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
She just kept saying it.
I see.
Over and over?
She said it again.
Yeah. She's
See, I thought that was the same clip. You're saying
no,
she just kept repeating it.
That was the second one. She did a little more of a breath.
Play the first one.
Yeah, play it just so we can hear the difference.
Because remember, it's like dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Mine is dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, here we go.
Right.
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
That's the first one.
No, you're right. It is very different.
Different than the one
play
I played.
Play the second one
again.
Okay,
here we go. I got to move over to it.
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
She stuttered at the beginning.
She stuttered at the beginning. You're right.
That's the big difference.
Very different.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth your trip.
Worth the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Got to expense it to K-Rock, hoping they pay
that.
It out. Yeah.
Y'all are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Kid Rock owns a honky-tonk bar in Nashville.
Sure.
That's not the weirdest part of this story.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest part is that people paid to go and see him perform there. But he went on stage and basically just started talking smack about Oprah Winfrey.
You don't do that in my America.
Like you do. He said, Oprah Winfrey's like, hey, I just want women to believe in this S. F her. She can SD sideways. What? Like, where out of nowhere you just start yelling about Oprah?
It's so dated, too. It's like such a dated thing to hate.
But please don't think he's racist.
Right.
Because he said, oh, you're going to say I'm racist for attacking her. Okay, fine. F off. Then to bolster his claim that he is indeed not racist.
He didn't say I have black friends, did he?
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy. Saying I don't like Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar. They can both suck blah. Blah.
So he just hates women.
He just hates women.
Wow.
So
I do have a clip from him.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
At the bar.
Okay.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me.
I think it's unfair that people thought that was bad singing because I think it's great. But the Oprah thing was too much.
So a guy filming it is heard saying, he's blackout drunk as F. And then all of a sudden, security took Kid Rock off of his own stage
what?
Of a bar
wow.
that he owns.
That's
really?
He got kicked off his own stage at his own bar.
You guys are like, he's taking on Oprah now. We need to step in.
Right? Security's like, I can stand for a lot, but this, nope. Yeah, so that happened, you guys, in Nashville. What
good
a
time.
Mess. What a mess. Some birthdays for you. Charlie Puth, Lucy Liu, Britney Spears, and Nelly Furtado. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Al. Need to drive home. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have more floor tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic to Christmas both nights.
Yeah.
Plus Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. That is tomorrow. We also have Santa horror stories. This is the time of year when you take your kids to see Santa.
Yeah, at the mall.
Yeah.
Doesn't always go well either for the kids or for the parents or for the Santa.
Or all three.
Santa has something very special in his sack for you two.
And over the weekend, Beer Mug officiated a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Beer Mug was the officiant?
Officiant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beer Mug was that guy.
Right. So this is different than when him and Omar do the Mitzvah Brothers.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then
Bros.
Beer Mug's just a hype guy.
No, this is all on him. He's the one who says, you may now kiss the bride, the whole thing.
Wow.
Yes.
And it wasn't like he crashed it. They asked him to do it.
This is the couple that we talked to on the phone and
we
the woman
them.
Wasn't really sure.
Yes, and we were like, maybe you need to rethink this. It happened over the weekend.
Oh,
Omar was there and recorded it.
Oh,
thank God.
So we've got some highlights of that.
Wait.
Tomorrow morning at